AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Andrew Lester, the 84-year-old white Missouri man who shot Ralph Jarl, pleaded not guilty today. The black teen mistakenly went to Lester's door looking for his younger brothers. Attorney Lee Merritt tells KMBC the 16-year-old is recovering.
He is doing exceptionally well considering less than a week ago he was shot in the face. He's still not fully recovered. He's still working on developing his speech and walking. He's sleeping a lot more than normal.
As for the charges,
this should be a federal hate crime, at least investigation.
Lester remains free after posting bond. In Alabama, investigators say two teenagers and a 20-year-old man have been arrested and charged with murder in a weekend shooting at a birthday party that killed four. District Attorney Mike Segrist says the girl celebrating her sweet 16 had to watch her brother die.
That's what we're dealing with here. Those are what these victims went through.
That sound from WTVM. In Maine, police say Joseph Eaton has confessed to killing four people, including his parents, and then firing on motorists on an interstate yesterday. He just completed a prison sentence for aggravated assault. A Supreme Court order indicates the justices will act by Friday night on whether to allow restrictions on the abortion medication mifepristone to take effect as a legal challenge to its FDA approval plays out. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi.
If the court should decide that it has superior scientific knowledge without any benefit of research or trials and the rest, we have a real problem in our country.
The watchdog for USAID to Afghanistan is warning it could be diverted to the Taliban. $8 billion is dedicated to the country, but John Sopko says the lack of U.S. military presence has made keeping track of it nearly impossible. And in Yemen, Houthi officials say dozens of people have been killed and injured in a stampede at an event to distribute financial aid. This is AP News. West Coast marijuana producers dealing with what many see as legal pots, failed economics.
Isaac Foster with the Portland cannabis market says the problem is
oversupply. I would say, is the key word.
A marijuana regulator is warning of an existential crisis. Former cultivator Eric Hallstrom says it's all about the money.
Everybody's just trying to manage their losses, and the most successful companies tend to be the ones that were able to raise the most capital and survive the longest downturn.
With all this pot, surplus remains officially trapped within each state's border due to the federal ban on marijuana. Dracari Donaldson with California Street Cannabis says going by the books is taking some people out.
If you're in the industry, you understand that the illicit market is booming. There's more money to be made there. And, you know, ultimately, those are our biggest competitors right now.
Experts do not expect the federal government to allow interstate commerce of marijuana. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.